Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey. Okay, this is not a sales call. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Melissa Sturgeon?
This is Melissa. Yeah, this is Melissa.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, does anyone in the household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely, probably, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, man, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
44.
Okay, 44. And the same, just for qualification, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. All right, man, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong, I guess.
Okay. All right, man. Now thinking about the direction, you know, the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied, I guess.
Dissatisfied? Okay. And
yeah.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
No opinion.
Okay, I have a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right, man, thinking about the issue, you know, the country's facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member or Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Would that be border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, improving road bridges and infrastructure, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, climate change, and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Education and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion and then education, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me... Okay, so Nana approving. Okay, improving education. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And now I like to, you know, rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. Which 100 means that you very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you very very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100,
sure.
Okay, depending how you feel. Okay, the first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
85.
Okay, 85. Dave Reichert.
50.
50. Bob Ferguson.
50.
Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
70.
Joe Kent.
60.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
25.
25, and then Democrats in Congress.
50.
50. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, if the election for president, you know, were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington, you know, 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, even though you're not supporting Joe Kemp now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress, you know, even in the November 2024 election? Is that like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Probably no chance at all.
No chance at all. All right. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people, you know, consider important in their member of Congress. For each following statements, please... you know, tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it's important. Use a 5 if it's somewhat important. Use a 10 if you think it's extremely important. But you can use any number, okay? All right, someone who puts, you know, who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
Okay, someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
10.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and the struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
9.
Okay. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
7.
And a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
3.
Okay, and the last one says a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
5.
All right, thank you. Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a few statements that, you know, some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glusenkamp Perez, okay? Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support her, support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. If 5 means somewhat convincing and 0 means... is not convincing at all, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, Marie Glusenkamp Perez, you know, is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting, you know, the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was, you know, the best in our district. As the Columbian stated, quote, such an independent is refreshing, particularly, you know, for first-term representative. So Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. Would you say it's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
8.
Around 8. Okay, and the other one says, Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made, you know, improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which would, you know, will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can choose any number.
5.
Okay, and the last one says, in February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez, you know, miscarried at, you know, 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of, you know, losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters, you know, to get the care she needed. Marie believes women, you know, have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up, you know, for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would that be not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Seven.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of the survey, okay, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask you again, if the election for Congress of 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Ken or Democrat Marie Losenkamp Perez?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and we're almost done with this survey. I only have a few statements. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about, you know, one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Joe Ken, okay? Others here, mm-hmm. statements about, you know, the other candidates. Please, okay. Rate me a statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means a statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Ken. For Congress, 5 gives you somewhat doubts, you know, somewhat, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts, you know, about supporting him. The first one says, Joe Ken doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept, you know, the results of elections. He doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of the ridiculous election fraud, you know, lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race, and Lauren Culp is the governor. Joe Ken extreme beliefs, you know, are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would that say you have no doubts about some doubts or serious doubts about supporting him?
Some doubts.
So what number, you can give me any number from 0 to 10, ma'am.
6.
Okay, and the other one said, we need a leader who will focus on real, you know, on the real everyday challenges on working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kemp is a Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing, you know, the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that, you know, we'll make an A, you know. Quote, Antifa, super highways, unquote, and the Democrats will use it to, you know, to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of the, you know, help with everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Would that be no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubts about supporting him?
Serious doubts. 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, after hearing more about Joe Ken, would you say you're more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely?
If I was a 0 before, I'm probably a 0 still. Oh, less likely.
So, much less likely, right? Because I got much less likely and somewhat less likely.
Yep, okay. That's fine.
Okay, and given everything you just heard about Joe Ken, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him in Congress? Just anything you can tell me, so I can write this down.
He sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. So, no.
Okay, so...
His stances sound impractical. I'll phrase that differently. So it sounds impractical.
Okay, he sounds crazy and impractical, right?
Yep.
Okay. Practical. Anything else you want to write, you want to add to that?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes, okay? What was the last grade that it was schooling that you had completed, ma'am?
Graduate. I have a master's degree.
Okay. Okay. Master's degree, right?
Yep.
And are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Widow. Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in the household?
No.
All right, man, thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. All right, man, how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey, okay? Thank you very much.
Right.
You have a great evening.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.